Something really weird happened to me over the past couple of years, because although I have been on Instagram for a really long time and I've had a personal brand for a really long time, in the past couple of years, I started making myself more and more vanilla. And by that, I mean, I started disclaiming myself more. I started getting afraid of expressing my opinions, not unlike what a beginner would feel. So I guess today I'm sharing a little bit of behind the scenes of how I kind of got my voice back in the past couple of months, what I did to get that voice back, and how I kind of like gamified it for myself. And maybe you're going to get anything out of it. This is not necessarily an educational episode. I'm just going to walk you through what happened to me.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, a show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van de Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday.
What happened basically is, 7-ish years ago, I didn't really want to be on Instagram, but it was my best friend who convinced me, like, hey, if you show your face, there's more people who are going to be wanting to buy from you and all of that. So at a certain point, you know, I got over myself. I started posting, I started showing my face, and I did start noticing, like, okay, so this whole personal brand thing, it really works and it helps. And as back then, I was still finding my way around entrepreneurship, making money, I also just realized, like, oh, this is just something I have to do. This is going to be the quickest path to get people to buy from me and to trust me, because when people know you, they trust you, and they're going to be much quicker to invest in you. So I did that, and I started making videos. I didn't really have a choice, because I needed clients and I needed to be able to pay my bills. So whereas today a lot of people still struggle making videos, I didn't really have that struggle, because I just did not have any other choice. So I did that, and I remember back in January 2017, I got a message from someone I had known my entire life, who texted me, oh, maybe not make too many videos, or just like once a week, because this is a bit much. And that happened. And then at a different point in time, someone told me they thought I was a bit much because I talked about money, and this was a friend of a friend. And there's a couple of other examples. What kind of what happened is, I was working so hard on my dreams, and sometimes I was tired and it felt like my heart was wide open. And in moments of success, I got a lot of criticism, not necessarily online, but from people I knew. And I'm a highly sensitive, introverted person who is also a type A kind of person who wants to do things really well. I always joke and say I'm a recovering perfectionist. And what happened is, those small blips of criticism started piling up. And I always tell my parents, I have gotten better at accepting feedback and not seeing everything as criticism. But I'm going to be honest, and maybe you recognize yourself in this, I'm still fairly susceptible to all of the criticism. So, you know, that happened. And I think add to that getting a team and having a personal brand where you can't really talk about everything that's going on anymore, because then you get frustrated about things in your business with your team or your clients. And I'm someone, like, I like to respect people, so I'm not gonna air the dirty laundry. I kind of started clipping my wings or something. I started voicing less and less of my frustrations, true opinions, because I was also taking into account many, many people. You know, you go through a really messy breakup, you don't want to throw someone under a bus, so you don't talk about it a lot. And so what happened is, a very transparent brand I had built from the get-go, where I could rant and I could have opinions and polarize, started becoming more and more vanilla. And at a certain point, I felt like my entire brand, my personal brand, was just my business brand, and I wasn't allowed to talk about certain things anymore. Rewind, 2 years ago, for some reason, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I started talking about sex on my stories. And there was this one Sunday, and it goes in the books as Sex Sunday, where I talked about sex toys and all kinds of stuff. And to this day, some of my followers, maybe you even, remembered that day. I got so many views on my stories. So many people resonated with it. Still to this day, sometimes I walk into people on the street and they talk about that day. And it was something unrelated to my business. It was something, you know, tied to me as a personal brand. And It worked so well because I was expressing an opinion, I was polling, and again, I just didn't know what my voice was like a year and a half ago, and I've shared about this in previous episodes as well, where I've been talking about money and everything. I kind of just like, you know, I was surrounded by so many people. I started hiring consultants. I had coaches, and everyone kept telling me, you shouldn't do this, you should do this. Oh, your branding is ugly. Someone told me 2 years ago, like, your branding is so inconsistent, you're going to bomb your company if you keep on going like this. So it kind of put me in a freeze, and it wasn't a fun feeling. So the last year, I kind of started realizing it, and I look at myself as an onion. So what I did is I kind of stopped coaching. I stopped hiring people before I did start hiring people again. I stopped working with consultants. I stopped listening to outer voices. I worked with a leadership coach who motivated me. Topsy is great. I've also done an episode with her a few months ago. And I started working on communicating my own needs, my own voice, stopped thinking that I was responsible for my team's happiness, all of that stuff. And layer by layer, I started pulling off what other people's opinions were. Oh, you need to build a fully scalable business. Took that off, realized I really love coaching. It doesn't have to be fully scalable to me. Oh, your branding is very inconsistent. Took that off and realized, I can stay within a frame, but I do like being able to do what I want to do. Your feed is really ugly. Took that off and realized I need to have fun with my voice, but I still didn't really find my voice. So a few months ago, I was on the phone with my friend Céline Charlotte. She's Dutch and she lives in New York. And I was talking to her. I was like, I can't seem to make it work anymore, because what I had done in my content is I had given a lot of my feed content for launches and stuff to my team. And there's no blame to my team, but it's a personal brand. It's just really difficult to, you know, behave like someone else's voice, especially if that person is unclear anymore as to what the voice is. I just went from launch to launch, so the voice was the launch and it wasn't personal anymore. But you could see it. My views had dropped immensely and it just was not working anymore. I told this to my coach and she was like, yeah, you're right. You should really take your content back into your own hands. And I told this to my friend and I just said, like, I just feel like in English, I can't seem to wrap my head around it because all of my clients speak Dutch. So I came across this genius idea. What if I create a test account where I don't have this massive following that's been following me for years, where I feel like I need to behave a certain way according to the internet standards, and I just start fresh and I just try to not give a fuck. And I am someone who gives many fucks. Maybe you're the same way, but like when someone says, I don't give a fuck, I cannot relate. I give so many fucks. I give fucks about everything. What happened is, I was like, on that new account, I only invited my hottest audience who spoke Dutch. I was like, hey, you're welcome on my new account. There's no strategy. I'm just going to try to show up there. And I start making reels. And I know the rules of good hooks and what works well. I teach people how to go viral, for God's sake. So I know all of this. But I was at this point where I really just didn't want to be bothered. I just wanted to have fun. So my friend, Céline Charlotte, she's told me, go and make the new account. And don't get bothered too much by the outcome. Just try it for 30 days and just have fun with it. And just don't put pressure on yourself of it having to become anything. So I did that. I started having fun and I had a lot of fun. And then I started realizing, like, oh, it does need a different name. So I changed the name. Now it's called Own Boss, but then in Dutch, so it's Eigen Baas, PinBE. And people really resonated with it. And I had been looking for a brand name for such a long time. But the thing is, I didn't have the name when I got started, so I put a placeholder name on it. And this is one of the things I always tell my clients. Sometimes the mindset isn't there. Sometimes you don't know the right answer. But once you get going, you take the action, you're going to find the answer. And that's what happened to me. I was already in it for more than a month when I found a name with my best friend when we were on a walk and we went out for lunch. So I changed the name, which is a really good example of starting before you're ready. You can always change things later on. And then I started realizing for the longest time I had had this idea of doing daily lives and podcasts. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it for a month. And I started going live and I started inviting people on my lives and I started turning the lives into a daily podcast. And the podcast has been doing really well. And now I have been getting just messages from people like, hey, I've been listening to your podcast. I'd like to buy from you. And the funniest thing that happened is because I let go of the outcome, but I did commit to consistency on the Dutch account, I started finding my English voice again as well. And this is what my friend Celine Chalot said. After a while, you're going to find what works, and then you turn that into your English account as well. And right now, I'm having fun with my content again. I am daring to speak up again. I'm just, you know, creating things because I like creating them, and it's really been resonating with people. And without trying, my views have 5x'd compared to what they were a while ago, and they were really, really low. It was just because I wasn't resonating with the content anymore, and I'm allowing myself to test and to not always use viral sounds or follow the rules, but just make what I like and what my clients might like. And sometimes it's a funny video about my cat. So I guess if you've been feeling stuck under the pressure of what it needs to be, the thing that I did is I went to a different space where it felt like no one knew me. This could be TikTok or this could be a different account. And I gave myself time to just experiment. And I always think experimenting is such a good one, but I did commit to the consistency. Fast forward a few months later, my views have gone up, my followers on the new account have gone up, my sales have gone up, my leads have gone up. I've gotten way better at talking. You might not say it because sometimes I record a bit rushed, but I've gotten way better at talking. I feel like even when I'm in coaching calls, I'm better at making it concise. And most importantly, I'm having fun again creating content in my own voice, and I'm feeling much more confident about expressing my own opinions, about showing up as myself and daring to post new stuff. So if you still have to get started, maybe try not expecting too much from yourself, but do expect a certain amount of consistency. If you feel the same way, like you've been building a brand for years, have a good hard look at yourself. I'm like, are you turning yourself into a vanilla version because of all the opinions and criticism of people around you? And do you want to stick to that? Is it still working? Or would you love to just find your own voice back? Then give yourself an experiment like I did. My daily lives on my other account, recently someone told me, oh, if I put an hour of time into something, it needs to be a webinar. It really needs to pay off. And I felt a bit stupid. I was like, oh, well, I'm just going live, and is this then not efficient enough or whatever? But you know what I realized? Your 8 hours of your workday, or however many hours you work, they don't all have to be strategic. For me, my most important asset is my creativity, is my idea generator. And I really love talking. I love going live. I love interviewing people and getting inspired. So for me, that's my eating the frog, is daring to do the creative stuff as the first thing of the day. And it really helps me to be way more energized throughout the rest of my day. And my audience loves it. And I've gathered a lot more leads than I used to gather in the past couple of years. So this is how I found my voice, back. I hope some of it resonates with you. I don't know if you recognize yourself in any of this, but I hope it does. And I hope that today you might start having fun again creating content, and not, or maybe other stuff in your business as well, and find your own voice, because in a world full of AI, there's enough generated, automated things going on. I think personality is the single biggest thing that's going to win in 2024. If you dare to show up with personality, you're going to win. Concluding this episode, I did not have a finish to this episode. I also don't know when I'm posting this online, but hope you like it. Bye. Oh, by the way, if this resonated with you, I know you think I have such a big following that I don't see all messages, but I do see almost all of them. So feel free to shoot me a message on Fast Forward Amy if this did help you. I'd love to hear. Or if you really, really want to make me happy, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, because people tend to not do that. And if you were one of the people who did do that, I would be really grateful to you. Thank you. Bye.